things might you say to them?
I'd have to start with Jesus.
Yay.
You know, and it's all about Jesus, isn't it, then?
Fantastic.
I'd say it's about love.
Love?
What is what?
Forgiveness.
New life. New life.
Where do you want to spend eternity?
Relationship. Fantastic. All great answers. And so throughout the Gospels and throughout the New Testament, the Gospel message is articulated in loads of different ways. And if you go and look at how Peter talks to people on the day of Pentecost, he says it one way. And if you look at how Paul says it when he goes to Athens and he talks to a different audience, he uses a completely different presentation. And Jesus in the Gospels, he has one way of putting it, which Paul has, then he uses a slightly different method in the letters. But all of them have this same core message. And to some extent, I think this verse from Mark's Gospel summarizes that message. It says, "The time has come, the kingdom of God is near, repent and believe the good news." And all of those messages, they have in that core that sense of repent and believe. That there's a call to lay something down and to come and pick up something. There's a turning away from, in some cases, dead religion. In other cases, licentious and kind of immoral living. If there's other people, maybe it's just a moving away from trying to do things in your own strength and coming to that place of encounter with God, coming and meeting Jesus, having that relationship, and coming and knowing his grace, love, and forgiveness. There's a repent and there's a believe. And over the years, Christians have worked out lots of different scripts and lots of different methods of telling people this story of the good news. And so I thought I'd have a look at some of those in today's talk, and we'd have a run through of them. This has been a recent kind of gospel presentation, which you can find lots of examples on YouTube. And it begins by drawing a circle, and then you do a little squiggle in the middle of it. And that squiggle, it represents brokenness. And I think we all know that there are problems in the world, right? That you might have people who have treated you badly. It might be sickness. It might be you see about the wars on the internet, on the news. But we all know that we live in a world where there is brokenness and there is pain. But we also know that it wasn't always like this, that there was a time when things were good. There was a time that God has made a world a better place, which was better, that you might see a beautiful sunset. You might spend time with someone you love. You might listen to a baby giggling. And you can hear a resonance that the world was once a better place, a good place. But sadly, that we often choose bad over good, that as a people, we often have an attraction to things which are less than healthy for us. And we live in this play. We live in this place of brokenness, and we try various different methods of fixing ourselves, of fixing our problems, and that some people we might try to try really hard, other people might try to be really successful, to other people it could be drink or drugs, but all of these ways of trying to fix ourselves, they don't work, they fail, and they wind up often making the brokenness worse. But God brings a way that Jesus came and he lived and he died and he bore the penalty for all of our sins. And when he rose again from the dead, he gave victory over everything which holds us. That when he died, we died. And when he rose, we rose. If we are willing to make him king of our life, if we're willing to make him our Lord, we can be made new, and we can enter it back into God's good, perfect plan. But we need to have a choice about where we're going to live. that we can live in the brokenness or we can live in the perfect plan. Where do you want to live? Where does your friends want to live? And then if we're going through this with someone, we can stop and we can pray for them, just like we heard in some of these stories today. We can pray with people and ask them to make a decision to commit to Jesus. Other people, they really like a more biblical approach. We had quite a graphical approach in the last gospel presentation. This is a classic gospel presentation called Roman Roads, which is based around different verses from the book of Romans. And it kind of walks us through a similar sort of presentation, that the first problem is that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, that we've all gone wrong, we've all made mistakes. And the consequence of that is death. The penalty for sin is that death comes into the world and death comes into our life. The solution, but God is a gift of God. It is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. That anyone who comes to believe in Jesus will come to live in that new life. And God shows demonstrates his own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That God loves us so much, he didn't just leave us in the brokenness, but he came and entered into our life and into our world. He died so that we could live. And the consequence of this, the result is that if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. That is an invitation for everyone, that when we turn and put our faith in Jesus, we have a confidence in receiving that salvation. That God gives a promise that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. When you put that faith in Jesus, the old life is buried. It goes into the grave. And then new life comes out with Jesus. And this is a promise Paul gives us. He says, I'm convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither present nor the future, nor any power, neither height nor depth, nor anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ our Lord. That you might be going through some really tough times, but nothing can separate you from the love of God. That God is with you in it. But when you put your trust in Jesus, he is holding on to your hand. We can also be quite creative with our gospel presentations. We don't have to stick to kind of defined scripts. So a question I love to ask people is about who is your hero? And people can often say, oh, it's my mum, or it's my dad, or it's my person I know from work, or perhaps it's their favourite church leader. Perhaps it's Spider-Man or Captain America. But whichever hero you choose, sadly, heroes fail. So I'm a big fan of Spider-Man, and that, you know, he's got the spider sense, he can shoot webs, he's strong, he's funny, he's a great hero. But the thing about Spider-Man is also he makes really bad decisions sometimes, right? It's like if you've seen the films, you know, like at one point he gets his friend's memories wiped. Like, unconsensually blanking all your friend's memories, definitely not a heroic action, right? And that if you look in the Bible, you've got someone like the Apostle Peter, great hero of faith, walks on water, starts the church, also the guy who denies Jesus three times. King David, a man after God's own heart, fantastic worshiper, great worship leader, also a liar, an adulterer, and a murderer. Heroes fail us. And if you've been in the church recently, you'll know that we've had no shortage of heroes failing. That certainly in the churches which I've been involved in, we were very influenced by Soul Survivor, which was led by Mike Pilavachi, and he's recently been caught up in a whole bunch of scandals, and people have been really hurt by it. Heroes fail. And that the Bible's really clear about that almost every major biblical character, you hear about their failings as well. The exception to that story is Jesus. That Jesus is the hero who doesn't fail. When we look at ourselves, we might want to be heroes, but we often find we're not. Like, if you really look at your life, we all know there are times which we make mistakes, and other times we just feel overwhelmed, right? Like, you feel you meet someone, and you just can't shoot the webs, and you can't jump, and you don't have the powers, right? And that we can all find situations where we're like, oh man, my friend is just so upset and I can't find the words. Or where you see that someone is sick or they die and you're like, I just don't have the power. But in Jesus, there is someone who does have the words, who does have the power, and does have the heart to help. That he cares, he has the perfect character, but he also has the power to change and interact. That he is a person who raised the dead at every funeral he ever attended. That he's a man who cast out all of the demons. There was never a time he met a demon he couldn't cast out. That there was never a time when he tried to pray heal for a sick person and it didn't happen. That he got them all the time. He was the perfect hero. And his invitation to us is to come and share that journey with him. That he doesn't want to just be the only one, but he wants to be the first of a family who do the things which Jesus did. And he says this to us from the book of Acts. It says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. That he is the one who wants to equip us and send us out with that power. And so to finish off, I'd like to give you a challenge to try and pair off and find someone else in the room. I'd just like you to practice having that conversation of, if someone turned to you and said, what's Christianity all about? What would you say to them? And I know some of you are old pros and you can do this, no problems. But just enjoy then a chance to listen and hear someone else's take on the same story. If you would like, I did bring a whole bunch of handouts which summarizes back through the slides from today, so I can give those out to people who would find that helpful. And then pray for each other, pray for that you get the opportunities this week to share the gospel, and pray for the Holy Spirit's power on each other to be witnesses for Jesus. Amen.